on this episode of Destinations by Design. Hey guys, we are talking about the Super Bowl, and we're talking about how Destinations by Design planned a massive party for the Super Bowl, a gigantic media event that drew hundreds, if not thousands, of people, and it was a spectacle to behold. And the really big thing that we're going to focus on this episode is, how did we design, build, and deliver our products, not only to our clients, but to a massive event with hundreds of people? You are in for a real treat. We're going to follow these steps and show you kind of our thinking and our patterns as we developed this project. We're talking about that and so much more right here on Destinations by Design.
Prepare to dive into the biggest events, weddings, and design feats here in Las Vegas and beyond. Here's your host, Zachary Green.
And my guest today is Angelica Kutry. She is the social sales manager here at Destinations by Design. Angelica, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here again.
And if you didn't know, she did join us for a weddings episode, and she joined us for our Q&A panel and was just absolutely fabulous. And before we get into this, I do want to say, guys, I am sorry that we were delayed on this episode. Reason being, DVD got swamped. And when I say swamped, we were trying to record this prior to Super Bowl, and it just wasn't happening because of how busy you guys were in. Yeah, what did I say to you during that week?
When you saw me again, you said the color looks like it's returning back to your face.
When I say people were just running, they were running around on-site, off-site. Maybe real quick, can you paint a picture of the size and scope of the event? How many people were you guys planning for, and like where, what, all that goodness?
So it was originally spec'd out to be 35 to 4,500 people. And I believe they reached the high end of that estimate. So at least that was right on, you know, right on the spot for that. Location wise, we actually had the event at the Grand Prix Plaza. So that was great because it was a brand new location, even for the city of Las Vegas. So definitely exciting. And the Grand Prix Plaza is a very large building.
Yeah.
Each floor is approximately 1,000 foot long.
Wow.
And 40 foot wide. And we pretty much did 2.5 floors.
Wow.
We did half of the first floor and then basically both full size of the second and third floor. So
I want to get into kind of our three major talking points today. And that first point is design. You know, we can't talk about the clients that were a part of this event, but we can talk about the design elements that made it up. So this venue, it was the former hosting place of F1, where all the cars basically go in and are stored. And it's just a giant garage, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the first floor is a giant garage for sure. The second and third floor are more designed out, very clean, but it is that's all that's there are it's floor, ceiling, and walls. That's it.
So it's three stories, like you said, 1,000 square feet each floor. There's three levels that are incorporated into this gigantic building. So when the clients came to you, you know, they probably said Super Bowl, now what? Like what was kind of the talks?
So the main approach with the direction from an overall design aesthetic is, we really want to grasp what the city of Las Vegas is about. There's been so many changes in the last few years. I personally have only been in Vegas for 10 years. I shouldn't say only. I guess that's a decent amount of time now. But I can say the last 2 to 3 years have just been it's just such an exponential difference.
Yeah.
From when I first moved here. And so they really wanted to say, hey, you know, this is the first Super Bowl event that's taking place within this city, which alone shows the growth of where Vegas has grown to be this almost capital of entertainment and sporting. And we want to showcase that. And so it wasn't the traditional, hey, let's make sure we have turf and football. Is we really want to showcase what Las Vegas is about, old to new.
Wow.
And that was really the initial direction that we received, and we I mean, Oscar and myself, in part of the initial conversations, we loved it. We were really inspired from that alone. And it was kind of really easy to put that initial visual pitch deck together.
Wow. Okay. So just to break it down a little simpler, talk about what was each level supposed to be, first of all?
So funny enough, when with the approach as well, it, how they described it to us is that we want it to be like a trade show, but also like a music festival and also like a club. That was kind of what was originally said to us. And so each floor originally became the first floor. We called it the car show, even though it wasn't really a car show, but we knew that element, especially because F1 was really important to them. So that was the main focus of the first floor. But to take it away from being traditional, oh, we're just going to showcase cars like you're going to a car show, we really, the aesthetic behind it was museum influenced. Hmm. It was, we knew that the importance of it was going to be the lighting, the music element we brought into it. So for us, that hit with the first floor was what I would call more of the vibe we brought to it. Mm-hmm. We knew that the lighting and entertainment was going to play a big portion of that, because that was that first aha moment when they're coming into the building. The second floor was what we called Old Las Vegas. And for me, when I hear Old Las Vegas, it really is capturing what people originally came to Vegas for. And automatically, you know, for me, my mind goes to deep, sultry. I see crystals and I see like opulence, but I also see there's a sort of masculinity to it as well. I see leathers, I see velvets. There's just a lot of mixtures of textures in that moment, and like dark smoke vibes. And then the third floor, they wanted to showcase what, you know, the newer version of that Vegas was, and that's the clubs. And so that to us very much new. We're like, oh, that's about like really hardcore entertainment and lighting as well. It's about the fun light and it's about the funky mixtures of things, right? It's Tesco, it's disco balls and lights and those elements and really loud music too. And so that's kind of how we broke up. That was the original direction that we knew off the bat. There was not a lot of time to plan this, but we for sure knew that that was going to be the direction of each floor.
Wow. And, you know, you can feel kind of the change. I almost want to say a soul change between each level, where you kind of walk into that first floor and it's very like, oh, this is cool, innovative. This feels very, very 2024. I think that's the best way I could say it, because like, you see all the stuff that kind of happened throughout this year, all the big things, all the, you know, it's happening inside of an F1 building, you know, that they're going to reuse. I'm wearing my F1 shirt right now. But you kind of got that sense of like, I'm walking into today, and then you go upstairs and you just feel that change of like, oh, I have been teleported back to this sexy, beautiful, smoky, mysterious, you know. And I know that the term is new, what happens Vegas staying Vegas, that's new branding, but it was a very much like, luck be a lady tonight, you know. And you hear that, you hear it in your brain as you walk in and you're like, ooh. And then you go to that third floor and that's where it's like, okay, turn on Tiesto.
Yeah, that is it. And I think what's really important to note was a lot of those design pieces went hand in hand with both lighting and entertainment. When we envisioned the design, we also envisioned the sound that went along with it. Just like you incorporated Old Vegas with Luck Be a Lady Tonight, that very much went into that thought process as well. Wow.
And you know what? For those of you that are either watching the podcast right now through our video that we have, or if you're watching it on YouTube, or if you're listening, we're going to have some pictures that you guys can see, because we're going to go through some of the pictures that were taken, just so that way you can get a better sense of the size and the scope of the event. And the first one that we want to start with is a picture of the first floor where all these cars were held. And we start with this blue room. It is large. It's, you know, the laminate floors. What is it? Is that laminate or is it just like cement?
It was just cement.
It was just cement. Yeah. But it looks so shiny because the way the lights are hitting it. And you have this police car just centered in the middle. And it's old school Vegas there, because it's this old, those weren't called paddy wagons, were they?
Oh God, don't ask me that. Not prepared.
No, but it's something you'd see from like 101 Dalmatians and white wall tires. And this just like, it's a real step back in time. So maybe some of the thought that went into this design, and also kind of, you know, what had to be built for it.
So I think this floor, we worked with a lot of partners that we won't go into, and that's why I said earlier with this first floor design, which we knew that was going to be the case, that we were going to be bringing in a lot of people. So it was like, there's going to be a lot going on. So how do we make the overall piece of it
come together?
Yeah, come together. What was really great about the first floor is it did tell a story, and Oscar played a such an integral role in this part. It really told a story from old Las Vegas to new Las Vegas, in that when you walked in from the entrance, our partners were the ones who represented the history of Vegas, and then it progressed to the current sports, the current people who are now presiding in Vegas. So that was with the partners that we worked with, and that brought in from that design perspective. So you're seeing a piece of it in that photo, and we used a lot of our internal inventory. Actually, we had a lot of mirror panels and LED lighting, and that's where we really felt like it was important to play off lighting and reflection within that area, because it's so vast and so big.
And reflection also makes the space so much larger than it actually is. And I think that provides a sense of comfort to your guests, because they don't feel trapped inside of a box, especially when we're talking about close to 4,500 people being there. Yeah. It just gives you that space to breathe and really enhance the experience.
Yeah.
You know, something else that was on that first floor that we kind of looked at as well was you guys brought in entertainment. There was so much entertainment, and we'll get into that more with some of the other floors. But you have this DJ, and we're sharing the pic now, and this beautiful Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign behind him. And that's just a very iconic piece to incorporate into, you know, Super Bowl in just the city.
Yeah, for sure. I think that piece actually symbolizes that first floor really well, because it was about welcoming the guests to Las Vegas, and the entertainment was really big. You see the lighting in that photo, you see the city of Las Vegas, and it really set the tone for what we knew the guests were gonna experience for the remainder of the night.
Was that sign something that had to be a new build? Was it something that was brought in?
That is something we actually have in our inventory. That piece exists in the inventory. The lighting, they always fix before it goes out. But other than that, it is a rental inventory piece. We can customize the graphic that we put inside, but for this specific one, we needed to just be exactly what it was, which is Welcome to Las Vegas.
And I love DJ Rob there too, because he's just kind of vibing out on the turntables there. And I think that's cool. And this third picture I want to talk about was kind of an internal design that was this beautiful, talk about a starkly vast difference from, you know, this kind of old school chrome mirrors. And then you walk in and you're in this wooded.
Yeah. So this really speaks to, this is actually an internal shot. So I know we focused on the first floor, what everything was inside. There was actual an experience from the outside, the inside first garage, and then the outside when you walked outside of the garage bays before you go up to the second floor. And this is part of our outside first floor experience.
Yes. And how would you like depict this for people who are listening right now? What would you kind of explain if you were to walk in? You walk into a trailer, right?
So from when you're going from the outside, there's actually just basically, so to speak, a lot, but not really, of different activations. And with these ones, we had these two trailers positioned outside. And for this specific one we're looking at, DBD was actually commissioned to design the interior that we're looking on this RV trailer, I want to say it is, right? And this one was that woodsy Alaskan type direction. So when you're looking at this photo, you see a lot of brown, almost cabin-like elements, the leather. There's a lot of detailing in the artistry and like logs and twigs that were used for artwork. Even the flooring, if you see there, we're looking at a marble type, not marble, but like that kind of woodsy rustic flooring.
Yeah. And it's so funny because there's actually it looks like there's fur somewhere in this photo. There's mm-hmm. no fur in here, which is kind of crazy, but it feels like there's, because of the colors and how they blend together, yeah. it feels like one of those really nice fur blankets that you keep over your couch that looks like real animal.
For sure.
Animal,
yeah,
know?
For sure. So that one, this actually piece was commissioned by DVD. We worked in partnership with, you know, one of our partners, and everything that you see from the ceiling to the walls to the floor, everything was built by Destinations by Design in our warehouse.
When we talk about built in our warehouse, what were the different departments that needed to work on this?
Mainly studio, and you're looking at multiple facets of studio. Right in this building, we have carpentry with all the wood. We have the fabric team with the reupholstering. We also had even part of the floral team actually did a lot of the detail work.
Wow.
And then, you know, from a creative standpoint, any builds, any outlines, drawings definitely came from the design team or the project managers. But from a studio perspective, when it came to the builds and all the carpentry, it's mainly carpentry, fabric team, and even floral team for all the detailing.
Wow. I want to transition now. So you're at the event, you start downstairs, you see all these cars, all these cool activations you can walk inside of and really enjoy, and you're getting this sense of present day, you know, life. Then you what? Walk upstairs and you are teleported into old school Vegas. And I want to start with this one picture that we have, and this picture is stunning. It is these four playing tables, card playing tables, and it's just like, it feels like you're in the casino, and you're the furthest thing from a casino actually there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are our blackjack tables that we had. We had a few gaming tables. We had blackjack, roulette, and craps, actually, and part of the direction was, other than the aesthetic of this sultry night, they wanted people to have fun. And so with that scene directly, when I tell you, I was there to experience the event. When I tell you, people gravitated to those games and they did not stop. They played all night. And again, from an aesthetic standpoint, we purposely, you know, had the tables, make sure they were the burgundy reds yeah. to really pull in the room together. We wanted to give you that old time feel, the original reason why people came to Vegas.
And the thing is, you know, it's not old time, like going to an old casino here in Vegas where you're just like, it's old timey in that you've been teleported and you feel sexy. You
Correct.
Feel like, wow, where am I? And it's clean. It's very like what luxury was like 40, 50 years ago.
It's very upscale. Yeah, exactly. It was Fremont Street when Fremont Street was original 40
it was
50
poppin'.
Years ago. Yeah.
Okay, so we see this, and then I want to talk about our bar setting that we have, because we did do an episode this season with Renaissance by DBD, and it is our new partnership that we have, which is allowing Destinations by Design to really create and deliver these beautiful, stunning bars that are not only great looking, they're functional. They're highly functional. Yeah. So we have this bar, and I'm going to let you describe it, Angelica.
Ooh, this is one of my favorite bars. So it's our retro bar. As you mentioned, the fronts and sides on these come off. So this is just a beautiful burgundy velvet channeled tufting that we did, which again, to me, is so timeless. It's a way to really create that timeless vintage look, but it doesn't look old. Like I said, it's timeless, right?
Yeah.
So we have the beautiful burgundy velveted tufting, and then the back bar itself with that shape, you'll see that there's roundness to that back bar. It's not like your traditional heavy shelving. And then we have the mirror element. It just gives it such a unique look. And like you said, it's extremely functional from a beverage banquet standpoint. It holds a lot without taking away from the look.
Yeah.
So, and it's very rare that we can deliver something that way and then underneath it and have the team set up, which that's what I love the most about these pieces.
And something that's really interesting about this venue that, you know, presented a bit of a challenge for DBD that's unique. There's no refrigerators and
there's no
coolers there. So you'll notice in this picture that there's some coolers to the left of the bar. And that's because there's no kitchen, there's no fridge, there's no anything in the space. So you guys had to innovate.
Yes, for sure. There's kitchens. There's just nothing but a sink in the kitchen. Wow. You have to bring everything in. Definitely, we learned a lot during this event. So yeah, like you're seeing, what you're seeing there is we had to bring in our own ice. So all the alcohol had to be brought in, but the ice itself also had to be brought in. You definitely don't have the luxury to be like, oh, I'll choose your bars that you have on site and then we'll supplement with some. Everything had to be delivered in. And yes, that's what you see there. Part of that setup is they were getting ready to fill those pieces because we had to bring in our own ice.
And, you know, something else that I do want to highlight as well about this piece, you see the bar that's there and then you look up and you see these chandeliers, and the chandeliers don't actually exist there. DVD brought them in and installed them and put them there.
Yes. So there is a total of 28 chandeliers within that ceiling, and our chandeliers are 38 to 42 inches in height. And for that specific case with these chandeliers, because of how the building is set up, we actually had to forklift up majority of our inventory to the second and third floor. But there's something extremely overwhelming about watching crystal chandeliers be belted in and then forklifted up a few, you know, a few feet. But yeah, those were all delivered in and individually hung. And there's a total, I want to say, yeah, I believe we did 28 total within the space.
And for you guys who don't know, I mean, the second floor was Angelica's baby, so she was the one who took charge on it and really created this timeless feeling. The last photo from this floor that I want to talk about is the entertainment piece. And as we've talked about on the show before, you know, DVD does all its own in-house entertainment, from hiring outside dancers and singers, and whether it's a magician or a DJ, to come in and present at the show. And this piece is just stunning. You have your beautiful showgirl who is a singer, and then you just have guys rocking out behind her on these guitars.
The band was amazing. Really, again, big shout out to Oscar and the entertainment team for their execution on this piece of it, for all three floors. But the second floor, there was just such a... there was such a level of engagement, and it just drew the crowd in. It was really amazing to experience live. I mean, you would have thought they were at a club the way they were up against that stage, like partying with them. But it just tied in, like you said, luck be later, it just tied into the event so well. And it was everything from how our entertainment team costumed the entertainment to the energy that was there. You felt like you were back in you know, old school Vegas. You felt you were going to like those old school shows. It was phenomenal.
And as we transition out of level two up to level three, this is where we transition into the modern day scene more so. This is kind of the future of where we're transitioning to. And I want to start with the DJ, which has taken over Las Vegas. You can just tell the energy was pumped up from this photo. She has her hand up, the lights behind it, the energy, you can see the smoke in the background reflecting. It is just, you know, it was a party.
Third floor was a party for sure. And you spoke to how each level, there was such a difference when you go from the first floor to the second floor, the second floor from the third floor again. It really is, you went up there and you're like, oh, okay. And aesthetically, right, the second floor was draped in burgundy velvet and it was darker and amber lighting. And you got up to the second floor and you're immersed in color. And the entertainment from the second you walked in, we made it so that when you went to the second floor, the music was pretty low when you came in and it drew you to the center. When you came up to the third floor, you were in a party. And I love this stage set specifically because it really goes to show you lighting, how much of a different lighting really makes.
Oh my God. And when we talk about lighting, I'm going to show you this next photo. Take a look at the dance floor. Yes. Look at this. Look at having the checkered with the different lights. You can see, you know, one of our performers dancing there. But this... How did they even build and deliver this flooring?
That is an infinity dance floor. So it's mixed with just a specialty mirror as well as like the light up portion of it. And it was really funny because you just saw guests kind of tripping out on it.
Just staring down like, oh.
They were kind of playing. Yeah, the photos from it were really funny. And it was actually funny to watch it happening. But again, how it all ties in. And when you compare it to the second and third floor, we... this is what it was, how we're going to tie in all the lighting together. So what you're looking at here, you see the model on the dance floor on it. It's reflective. It glows. You can see it from all different angles. The lighting changed throughout the night. Mm-hmm. And then it also flowed with the lighting on the stage as well.
Okay, so two more photos I want to go through before we start wrapping up here is this new, another bar design that was brought in. And this really encapsulates, you can see the dark, you know, woody feel that the bar has. And then it also has this new era of props all over it. And if you're a designer, these are the small touches that you need to be thinking about when you're planning your party. Really, those pieces of glass, of metal, how eccentric, how it twists, how it intertwines. And it may not seem like it makes a difference when someone's grabbing a cocktail, but what are they staring at while they're getting their drink made?
Yeah.
You know?
So just like you go to any bar or club within the city, the back bar display is always, it screams money, right? It's usually the bottles of the bottles on display. In this case, we were not permitted to display the bottles. And so those accessories, we still wanted to give that, like, that opulent look, that very rich, luxurious look. So even though this was about the lighting and the music, we still wanted to deliver that upscale feel. That bar completely is actually a black mirrored front.
Wow.
So it picks up reflection. There's definitely a theme throughout. All the pieces connect, but small touches to me are the most important piece when you're putting on an event. I'm really big on that. It's my favorite piece. And it's like, you know, when Joanna Gaines goes in and she has her moment to herself, mm-hmm. and she puts all her touches in her homes. It really is the same thing. It brings everything together and it completes it.
And the last photo is this really cool chandelier. And I'm sure that Oscar played a big role in this. He's been on the podcast many times. And you look up and you see these, you know, five big disco balls with multiple different sized disco balls around it. And then there are these diamond lights that just kind of, they sparkle and they cause the balls to just reflect. And it is such a cool, unique vibe that if you have a disco soul, but you're a present day partier, it brings it together.
Oscar was the role in that piece. that is Oscar through and through. That piece is fun. Again, it's a club, right? Disco balls, but how do you do disco balls differently or just have fun with it? And one thing to really note with this location is it was huge. Again, it's 1,000 feet long. And so hard to fill that space. So how do you get creative with how you fill that space? And so, again, back to lighting and those reflective elements, being able to create pieces like you just shown. We don't have to have a million of them all over the place, but they stuck. You saw it when you went up there.
I think it's safe to say that all you really need for any party you're throwing is one good piece, like one or two. For this party, you needed a few different ones. You needed a few different ones scattered throughout everywhere. But if you have that one piece that makes people just stop and go, whoa. It's the game changer.
For sure.
It's what's going to elevate you to throw better events, to throw better parties. So before we close up, and we're not going to do a Q&A section on this podcast episode, but if you have questions and you want us to talk about them again in the future, just leave them below, comment on the podcast or comment on social media. We'll get to them. What did you learn from this experience? What did you learn from, you know, planning Super Bowl and for really going through these different tiers of, you know, ideas?
Well, on the funny side, we learned a whole lot about permitting. A whole lot. More than I thought I would ever learn about. And really, it's just how working together as a team is really important, because it really did. I talk about Oscar and myself a lot with the initial designs, but it was a mini DVD production. We really had, when you look at our building as a whole and all the different departments, we basically had our own version of mini DVD to put this on and workhorse behind it. And it was learning a new building. And with that along, we joke about the permitting and all those pieces, but really coming together as a team to put this on, because we're looking at the design, but there was so much more than the aesthetic design behind it to help pull it off. Everything from the floor plans, the layouts, to how us sitting down multiple times a week to making sure it went off successfully, which I've done it before and I've done it for so long, but this just took it to a whole other level.
Angelica Kutry, Social Sales Manager at Destinations by Design, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This was very insightful. And like I mentioned, if you have any questions, you know, we really tried to go over our design process, talking about the builds that we had through those photos and the delivered product to the clients and to the event. That's the key here. That's what we're going to be doing moving forward, is really taking you through more of these design elements and how we're piecing it and pulling it all together. So be sure to like, to subscribe, and to follow the podcast. We'll be coming out with season 5 very soon, and we look forward to making more content to you. Stay safe, have fun. This is Destinations by Design. We'll be right back.